Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Well, we've recently seen the end of TVNZ6, home to Kids Zone, Family TV and Encore screenings, which is essentially television speak for repeats. Today we had the launch of their new channel, TVNZ's Channel U, referring to you if you are a youth. So, what can we expect from you? Joining us from you, Maria Mahoney and Matt Gibb.
Well, Matt, Maria, thank you very much for coming along. Exciting day for you today, the launch of You.
A very exciting day.
Yeah, it's been 3 hours now that we've been on air, and it's fantastic. We've just done our first live show, and pretty exciting.
This is all a lie, of course, because this interview was done previously. But let's hope it goes well. I'm just breaking down the barriers here. Let's hope it goes well. So the point being, how long have you been working on You for? When did You come about? Because You is where Six used to be, in a sense, in a broadcasting sense, on the spectrum.
Yes, but conversations and decisions were starting to be made middle of last year. So it's about 9 months in the making.
Yep.
And us personally have been on board a little bit after that. So towards the end of last year, we both came on.
Cool. So you got brought in after all the big decisions had been made as to what it was going to be called?
No.
No?
We were there for that.
Oh, yeah.
And
were there a lot of suggestions thrown onto the table? You know, a lot of youth brought in to see what was going to be hip? Were there focus groups to see?
Some funky names, let me tell you. We had some people sitting around in a room, some, you know, 40-year-old TVNZ staff saying, what's a cool, funky word for some youth programming to be called? And we got there in the end, I think, but yeah.
Did lots of people suggest something point something, like 2.0, you know, U2.0?
I think there was. That was bandied about.
Because that's what older people think that is quite cool and funky, is to put the point in there somewhere, or an at symbol.
Yeah, no, that was never going to happen, but it was definitely talked about.
Is that one of the problems? You know, you've got all these kind of, you know, middle-aged folk thinking what we need is something youth, and or have they sort of devolved it down? I mean, you're not exactly elderly yourselves, although you're 30. I mean, does that, you know, mean, that takes you out of the youth market?
No, I've still got my finger very much on the pulse of what's cool, Radar. Thank you for pointing that out, that I'm 30. But no, the beauty of this is that we are, yeah, Maria and I might be in our 30s, and a lot of the team making the decisions originally might have been older than that, but the blood of the channel, the life in the channel, is all down to the hosts that are, you know, on screen on the channel, and they are genuinely youth. They're 19, 20, 22. They're right in the middle of the prime of their life, and they're loving it.
You're kind of like the Macaulay Culkin of television, though, aren't you? Because to people that don't know you, Matt, you started off on, what was it called?
Squirt. Yeah.
And then?
Studio 2.
Studio 2 for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
So you started off when you were how old?
19, actually. I moved 19. Down to Dunedin, and I was the sprightly age of 19. And
so you were sort of like more the Doogie Howser rather than the Macaulay
Culkin. Well, he's following
Culkin.
In the tiny footsteps of Jason Gunn and the even tinier footsteps of Andrew Shaw.
So I mean, you've been doing, you know, this for 11 or more years, which makes you in TV terms pretty experienced, like far more experienced than I, for example.
It crept up on me. I turned around and all of a sudden I've been doing TV for a decade. It was just, I couldn't believe it when someone pointed that out. So, but it doesn't feel like it. You know, TV is just, every day is, it's a party. I love it. We go to work, we enjoy our work, we make cool stuff, and we get to share that with the country. There's nothing better.
Don't talk it up too much. Everyone will want to do it. Hey? I can assure you, Radar, who's just recently come back from a Pacific island, which you may not be able to mention, who hasn't been able to wash for a week, so might have other views of TV.
You know, I did thank New Zealand On Air at 6:30 the other morning as dawn was breaking over a Tongan beach and I was swimming. I thought, oh, great job. That must be great, you know, to see all these young, fresh kids with unbridled enthusiasm coming in. Because it really is a platform to break that new sort of, those new faces. Rose Matafeo is one who's come from comedy, you know, and we look back at the youth television department, the Max TVs that brought us Havoc and I think
Nick Dwyer,
Nick
like
Dwyer
that,
and Newsboy, and there was nothing for that for a long time other than you.
It's true though, and I'm looking at these guys and I am just absolutely terrified by how talented they are. I mean, you mentioned Rose Matafeo. She's 19 years old. She has the confidence of, you know, Charlie Sheen at the moment. She's insane.
It's not necessarily a good thing.
Well, you know, but confidence, yeah. Not necessarily the tiger blood, but she is just absolutely incredible. And Tim Lamborn is a superstar in the making. Connor Nesta, these guys. Connor is just so full of energy and enthusiasm, but he's also incredibly talented. He knows exactly what he wants to do, and he's out there doing it. They blow me away every day, and I can't believe how green I was when I was their age and how long it took me to get to a point of being able to sit there in front of a camera and actually feel comfortable.
And yet, see, You as being pitched, I mean, the announcement and the introduction of You comes at a rather interesting time in terms of media. Obviously, the announcement was made this week that the government's giving effectively a deferred loan to MediaWorks of $43 million. Comes at a time when the government has announced it's probably not going to refund TVNZ7. and TVNZ6, which was a commercial-free channel, is obviously being taken up and turned into this. How do you guys survive? How do you launch a new channel in a time when no one else is doing it?
Because we're offering something different, and of course it is an exciting prospect, and only the future will tell what happens, but it's a commercial channel, and we're offering new opportunities to sponsors and clients to get involved with the channel, which they may not have had in previous environments.
What are we going to see? I mean, because it's been described as being radio with pictures.
That's the U Live show, which is their daily live show. There are also, it's the whole channel is a reality channel, so it will show obviously produced reality, because real reality is very drawn out. But if it's all
real,
So is it going to show anything that people couldn't see on any of the other channels that were already there? You know, your ETVs, your MTVs, all of that kind of thing, or is it just sort of bought in content with a chunk of 3 hours of New Zealand kids sitting around talking about stuff and Facebooking?
Yeah, there's a lot of acquired content, because there's a lot of good content that actually our launch schedule is all new content that hasn't been seen in New Zealand before. Obviously, there's been versions of the shows that have been seen before.
Give us some names. Throw some names around.
The Buried Life is a great show that's come from the States. It's four guys who decide to go out and fulfill their bucket list. Mm-hmm. There is Britain's Missing Top Model, which is about disabled models in UK trying to make it.
What kind of disabilities do they have?
Everything. There's missing arms, mm-hmm. there's deaf, there's missing legs.
Deaf wouldn't be quite so hard, I imagine, as having missing bits, would it?
Well, I don't know. You've got a photographer yelling at you. Yeah, move That's this, right. do that, yeah. look there.
You could still look like...
Watch out the wolf.
So we're looking at a slightly different sort of approach, rather than maybe your Jersey Shores and your Kardashians and that kind of trashy reality stuff? Or is there going to be some trash on there as well?
Yeah, a little bit of trash, because let's face it, it's entertaining.
Trash shells. Guilty pleasures, right? Yeah. Guilty pleasures is a nice way to describe it.
But yeah, good trash. But a little bit of a different skew, and we'll also have some action sports, which isn't really seen on a lot of channels.
I saw somewhere there's going to be drag racing. So that's drag racing with cars, not RuPaul's drag racing type, where men dress up as women and...
If you'd like to pitch some shows, Radar, by all means.
Thing. Is there going to be much local content outside of that sort of the live 3 hours?
To start off with, we'll have a couple of hosted nights, but no local content made. It's always the case when you start a new venture, you have to learn how to walk.
That'll be essentially a host in between programs, a bit like a sort of a VJ sort of thing, saying, well, that was... disabled models, and coming up now we've got some guys racing drag cars, and after that something else.
Exactly. Radar being chased down the K Road by a transvestite saying, "Oh, you forgot to pay."
Yeah, normally no one films that. It's just guilty pleasures, as you say.
Yeah, no, and so the way that we're trying to or will interact with the audience is a lot of online, obviously throughout U Live, but also outside of that, and have a few opportunities to do live chats a couple of the nights as well, just to use any which way we can to interact with our audience.
And this is, part of the new digital strategy that's part of the TVNZ, to, I guess, develop community. So you'll have Facebook, and people can interact live with people as they go through the evening, and I guess expels views, trolls.
That's right. That's the exciting thing about U Live, I suppose, is the level of interactivity that we're putting into it. I mean, it's nothing new that you want to interact with your viewers, but our partnership or our link with Facebook means that we can actually go so far as to draw viewers' Facebook profile images, their age, their name.
Well, it's certainly more sophisticated than a scrolling text message across the bottom of a screen, which used to be the interactivity at max. And
wonderful. Thank you so much for coming in, and good luck. We hope that it works out well for you.
Cheers, guys.
Great. Thank you.
And TVNZ's new channel U is available on Freeview Channel 6 or Sky Channel 16. That's all we've got time for on today's show. If there's something you missed or you'd like to hear again, pop along to our podcast, publicaddress.net/radio. Until next time, I've been Damien Christie.
And I'm still Tim Radar. Thanks to New Zealand On Air.